The Great Flood, Photo Essay. The worst flood in U.S. history took place in the spring and summer of 1993. For 5 months, there was so much rain that the Mississippi and Missouri rivers were incapable of holding all of the water. The rivers overflowed and caused mass flooding in 9 states. A natural disaster like this is generally thought to occur every 100 to 500 years. This one was called the Great Flood of 1993. Levees line many parts of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. Usually made of rock and soil, they're built to protect the land and people who live along the rivers. They keep the water from spilling into nearby towns. However, in this case, the constant rainfall was too much for the levees. On June 7th, water went over the levees, breaking the barrier between the water and the land. In the end, 80% of the levees failed to hold back the water. The result was that 75 towns were fully underwater. Damaged roads and highways made many areas completely inaccessible. For 2 months, no barges traveled on either river. 10 airports shut down, and railroads could not run. With no other means of transportation, people had to tour the damaged areas in a motorboat or other type of vessel. The deluge killed 50 people and cost $20 billion. The water destroyed 20 million acres of crops. Erosion caused sand from the rivers to flow into nearby farmland and made that land unusable. Smaller debris such as garbage floated on the rivers alongside uprooted trees, bridge parts, and lumber. The roaring rivers were even able to buoy entire houses. Could people have avoided the damage that the flood brought? Should the government have built better levees? Or are homeowners, farmers, and businesses responsible for the risk they take when they live and work in a floodplain? Local, state, and national leaders know that when it comes to natural disasters and keeping people safe, there are no easy answers, but plenty of tough decisions.